I spoke to a financial advisor the other day, and he told me something that really surprised me, which was, yeah, I'm actually doing the editing for my podcast. And it was just like the record scratch, like, I was like, what? What are you talking about, man? This guy comes to me, he has this faith-based mission. His mission has to do with God and faith and, you know, investing based on, you know, faith-based practices and this incredible why. And all these clients, and he's making money, and he's got a great firm, and he's got employees, and he's still editing his damn podcast. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? I don't want you to not edit it for me. I want you to not edit it for you. If you're not a video editor, if you're not an audio editor, I don't even care if you have a background in music. You shouldn't be editing your podcast. And that's why I made this video. You probably think, okay, nice. Don't overpay for podcasting. Great, let's see what this guy has to say. It's not overpaying with money. It's overpaying with time. That is how people overpay. And I'm gonna explain to you how not to overpay with your time or your money. Because listen, you can always get more money. You get it every week, every other week, or every month. Time never, there's never more time, ever. The second you're born, hourglass, clock starts ticking, right? So we're never gonna get that time back, but definitely gonna be able to get more money. And I've never heard somebody on their deathbed say, I wish I spent more time editing my fucking podcast. That's insane. Okay, so let's get to it. How to not overpay. Number one, we're gonna start with money because the time thing is more, I get that's kind of boring. So let's start with the money part, which is probably why you're here right now. How to actually save. Well, there's three ways to edit a podcast. There's DIY, right? Which is you're gonna do it. Then there's podcast producers, right? That's an individual person. Then there's podcast agencies. And then actually there's five, I lied. Then there's virtual assistants, and then there's video editors. So those are the five ways that you can get a podcast edited, right? So within that, there are different pros and cons. So let's start with DIY. The pro of DIY is save money. But here's the thing, you don't actually save money because you're using your time to edit your podcast, which doesn't make you money. So then you have less time to go make money. So you're losing money by spending time on your editing your podcast. And what do you really need? You need more clients. You don't need more podcast episodes. You don't need a cooler, and here, by the way, if you edit your podcast, it's gonna be shit. It's gonna suck, okay? So let's get that one. let's just leave that one out, right? Don't even think about doing that. If you do it just so you can see how annoying it is to do. Cool. Next part is, or the next case is a podcast producer. So a podcast producer is one person who's going to do it all for you. They don't have an agency, right? Meaning they don't have 100 clients. They have 4 or 5 or 6. And they're one person. They're typically really good at one thing. They come from a music background or an audio background or a film background. And they're really good at video, or they're really good at audio, or they're really good at, you know, production. But that's it. They're only going to be good at one thing. So that's your next option, right? In terms of time and money, you know, they're going to be median amounts of time, median amount of money. They're kind of right there in the middle. Then you have a podcast agency. That's what I own. It's called Podcast Principles. We have an agency, right? We serve many clients, but we have in-house editors for everything. So we don't have one producer who does all your stuff. We have a full-time graphic designer, full-time audio engineer, full-time video editor, full-time manager, right? And that's an agency. Higher price point, but the time that you're gonna spend, absolutely zero, zero time. You're not gonna have to manage anybody because we do that for you. Next up, we have virtual assistant. A virtual assistant is somebody that you train to do these tasks. You train them to edit the podcast. In that case, way cheaper, super low money, but the time is high because you're gonna have to train them and tell them what to do. They don't come pre-trained. Now, there is a sweet spot here where you can find a virtual assistant who specializes in podcasting. And that's a really great cheat code. I'm about to get to that. So virtual assistant, lower money, higher amount of time. The next option for editing your podcast is a video editor. And what I mean by that is basically somebody who only specializes in one piece of the equation, or they're a podcast editor. When you say podcast editor, that typically means that they're good at audio or they're good at video, and they kind of also do the other stuff. They're basically a version of a podcast producer who's not a full podcast producer yet. They're going to be low on cost, but they're going to be median in terms of how much you're going to have to train them, and they're going to be low in expertise of growing it or helping you actually grow it and make money from it, right? So these are all the options. Are you confused yet? Because I am. Doesn't this suck? It sucks. This is what people don't understand. There is no right answer here. There's 5 different ways to do this. In reality, there's probably 100 different ways, right? You can have a video editor and also have a podcast manager and also have an audio engineer, and then your life is going to suck even more than it already does. And then your business is going to, you know, suck even more too. So the key thing here is don't get caught up in the options, right? There are options and they're great. Figure out what's more important to you. Is it time or money? That's what makes this so simple. You already know there's 5 core ways to get your podcast edited and not overpay for it. You're not going to overpay for any of these unless you hire an agency, because agencies kind of are scams sometimes and they have a little scammy vibe. They overcharge, you know. But anyway, I own an agency. We don't overcharge. Very fair pricing. Solid pricing. But here's the reality. Okay, so an agency, right, is they have to overcharge you because they need to run 60, 70, 80% margins. But here's the thing. Again, you're going to do nothing, right? You're not going to do anything. You're going to give them your podcast and poof, it's going to be everywhere and it's going to work. And you're going to go to them and you're going to say, hey, how do we grow this or make money? And, you know, they might be able to help you with that. You know, it depends on the agency. But that's the crux of this whole thing. Which is, did you learn anything from watching this? Well, yeah, you learned that there is really nothing to learn here, right? Which is, there's no magic answer. The answer is, what is right for you? So that's the only thing you need to figure out is, do I want at the end of the year time or more time, or do I want more money, right? That's it. You can go and do this yourself and be the financial advisor. This guy is literally managing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of wealth and also editing his podcast. If you want to do that, do it. I'm not here to tell you not to. I'm just saying, if this guy can spend an hour on somebody's wealth and then make, you know, an extra $200,000 over the course of his career, or spend an hour editing his podcast that he could pay somebody $20 an hour to do, that just doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, that's why I'm the guy in the video and you're you. So that's it. You have to figure out what works for you. You're trying to figure out an answer to an unanswerable question, which is the same for everybody, which is, what should I do? Nobody has the answer. You keep watching videos, you keep consuming stuff. The answer is, take an action. So that is my call to action for you in this video, is to take an action. If you're editing your podcast, hire somebody else to do it. I don't care who it is, VA, video editor, agency, you know, audio engineer, it doesn't matter. Just do something that you're not are doing. Try something else. That is going to give you what is called, it's a magical word. It is called experience. And that experience will influence the next experience and the next. And over time, you get better and better. You get more efficient. Because watching videos, it's just watching freaking videos. Listening to podcasts, it's just listening to podcasts, right? This one has a cool title. Don't overpay for your editing. And by the end, where are you? You're still where you are, right? So go take an action. Go do something. Go change something. Go hire somebody. And just change what you're doing. Because that's going to open up the next door and the next door. And by the time you know it, hopefully, what I pray is that you're not editing your podcast anymore. That's my goal. So my name is Ryan Sullivan. This is what I do. I help people start podcasts. So if you haven't started yet, right? And you're like, all right, yeah, I think I know what I'm going to talk about. Well, that's not the problem. The problem is that what you talk about, it's how you talk about it. You might not realize, but this video is actually in a specific format. Now, it might not feel like that. It might not feel like hook and body and conclusion, but it actually is. So if you want that completely for free, a template to start recording your episodes so people actually watch till the end, I put that in the description or the show notes of this. It's called Script Science. It's completely free. Download it, take it, run with it. And it has 20 other title ideas too that can all help you get viewers and downloads on your podcast. So enjoy. My name is Ryan Sullivan, and hopefully I'll catch you next week.